three of Wisconsin's House members aren't in the holiday mood right now. This week, House Republicans voted down a compromise reached by the Senate last Friday to extend the payroll tax cut 60 days. Freshman Republican Sean Duffy of Weston voted to reject the compromise because he wants the tax cut to go a year. But he says he'll vote for the two-month extension, anything, to break the stalemate.
I'm beside myself. The parties are broken. The houses are broken. You see presidential politics coming into play. Washington is a mess. Both parties do it. I'm sick of it.
And acids apparently cross party lines. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse disagrees with Duffy's vote, but is glad he'll vote for the compromise.
Listen, I too feel frustrated that we weren't able to get this done for the next year, but the Senate is what the Senate is, and the best they could do with 88 votes, by the way, is this two-month extension.
Democratic Congressman Tammy Baldwin of Madison says the people's business can't wait.
This is something that absolutely needs to be done. At this time in our nation's economy, we cannot afford to be harming the middle class, harming working people, harming the long-term unemployed. This is not acceptable.
All three are home for the holidays in Wisconsin unless the bat phone rings, summoning them back to Capitol Hill for a vote. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.